Daf Chof Heyam Beis. The Mishnah says, "B'shloishu mekoymois, in three places in the Beis Hamikdash, ha'kahanim shomer b'Beis Hamikdash. The kahanim used to be there to watch the Beis Hamikdash. This is like a mitzvah sesei to watch the Beis Hamikdash, and the Rosh learned that the mitzvah to watch is both b'yoyim and b'layla. And the Indian is not just time we're afraid that somebody would steal or rob something, but as covered up Beis Hamikdash, as b'shomer was a mitzvah to watch the Beis Hamikdash." So three places in the Beis Hamikdash they had shomer and people to watch. These three places were the Beis Aftinus, in this room called the Beis Aftinus, that was a place where they used to make the Keteris, and it was named the Beis Aftinus because that Mishpachos of the Kanim, they would be key in making the Keteris. Second room, second place was the Beis HaNitzutz, that's the house of the Nitzutz. Some say the Pshat was like an open porch there, like one wall was open, that the light used to come in. So it's always very light there, it's called Nitzutz. Other Mepharshim learned the Pshat, there's always a burning light there, to always have an Esh Tamid, like in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why that room was called the Beis HaNitzutz. And the third place was called the Beis HaMoikad. In the room called the Beis HaMoikad, Moikad usually means like a fireplace. They used to always have a lot of fire burning there in order to keep warm. Like the Kohanim used to walk barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash. So if they get cold, they come into this room to warm up. Or else after the Kohanim went to the Beis Tefil to the Mikvah, they would warm up in this place called the Beis HaMoikad. So the kids in these three places, that's where Kohanim were watching the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Beis Aftinus or Beis HaNitzutz, these two rooms, Hoyu Aliyus, they had like attics, they had rooms on top of them. They had an Aliyah built on top of it. And the Haroivim Shomrim Shom. Haroivim means the young Kohanim, the very young, the children that did not come to the age of doing the Avod yet, they used to watch there, the Aliyus Elum. And these attics upstairs, they used to watch there. Now, Beis HaMoikad, Mashenk, in the room called the Beis HaMoikad, that did not have an aliyah, did not have a room built on top of it, but rather Kippah was a very tall room, and had like an arch on top of it, so there was no aliyah there, but rather the roof was made like an arch, it was like round on top. Obayas Godel Hoy was a very big room, the Beis HaMoikad was a very big room. Now, Mukaf Ravdim Shalevin, it was surrounded like, made out of blocks of stone. In other words, from the wall of that room, they had big stones sticking out. That's called, it was like Ravdim, it was like paved with stones sticking out, and these stones sticking out, the Ziknei base of Yeshenim Sham. And the elder, the Kohanim, they used to sleep there at nighttime on these stones, those big stones sticking out, they used to lie down on top of the stones. They had the keys of the Azor in the hands. In other words, they were appointed to take care of the keys. Nobody could take it from them. Now, Pirchei Kuno, the young Kohanim, the young ones, they already were over by mitzvah. They came to this man to do avoda. Just they were young ones, not when they're ziknei. They were not old yet. That's called the Pirchei Kuno. Ish kistei boritz. Each one had like his own blanket on the ground, and they would sleep on the ground. Now, lohoi yishrein b'vigdei kodesh, they would not sleep with the big day kuna, with the big day kodesh, and rather poishtin, they would take off the big day akuna, or mekaplin and fold it over, or manich anois and tachas roshem, they put it down underneath their heads. And the Gemara said, not that really it was under the head, that they leaned on it, had enough from it, because sasa banom, but rather they put it down on the side by the head to like watch it. Or mischasim b'chusatz, when they went to sleep, they had their own clothing, they put on the big day choyl when they went to sleep. Now, what's going to be Eira Kerel Yechmeh? Let's say one of the Kohanim saw a Kri became a Balkari over in the night time. Some Zera came out of him. So, Lachor is Yoitz, they would have to go out. Boilechulay would go out. But Bimsiba, and around there, we like, Kohalechus Tachas Abira, they went underneath. The Bira underneath the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special pathway, had to go there. And it was not in the Kodesh, because he was Tami right now. So, he used to go out like from the Kodesh, go underneath. There were neiros lights lit there on both sides. It shouldn't be dark for him. Until he came to the place where they went to the mikvah. There was a big torch there. It was lit up over there by the base of the mikvah. There was also a base of kise there. Got to go to the base of kise shakovet of respect. Now, the zilai kvaid, what was the respect they had over there? That if you found the base of kise locked, he found the door closed, so you should know your day, you should know Shemadim, somebody was there. For Suruk, you found the door open, then your day also, you know Shemadim, nobody else was there. You can go into the Beis Kis if you need it. Now, Yorad Batovul, this current that was Tomei, it's all back, it's all carried, has to go into the mikvah. Only comes up in his topic, he wipes himself, when he's chamim and he heats up himself, becomes warm, Kenegah HaMadura, next to the big torch, the big flame there. Then, Bo, V'yershav Lo'etzel Echav HaKanim. In the night, and now he comes back up and goes next to the other Kahanim, Shashram Neftachim, until in the morning when they open up the gates. Then, Yoytzav Olechloi, he goes out of the Beis Hamikdash, because he's a Tful Yom, he can't do the Avodah that day, until Harash Shemesh. And the other Kahanim, they go in, but he has to go out, because he's still a Tful Yom. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that Mishu writes, literally, whoever wanted to make the Trumas Hadeshen that day, Litrumas HaMezbech, that was the first Avodah that was done in the morning, the Trumas Hadeshen, his Mashkim, he would get up early, the Tovol, that kind would go to the Mikvah, actually, Yavah HaMamuna, before the superintendent, like the one that takes care of this, came. Now, the Chibiezer Shah Mamuna Vod, exactly what time did this Mamuna, the one in charge, come to point the Kahanim? Loikol Itim Shavu, not every day was alike. Problem sometimes to bore Mikrois HaGever, early in the morning when the rooster starts to scream, Kruis HaGever, that's when he used to come early in the morning. Or Yisamach La right next to it, Milafon a little bit before it even, or Yimalach a little bit after it. Now HaMamuna, the superintendent, now bore came, V'dofek Aleim, will knock on the door like, Vein Posler, they would open up the door for him. Omelem, he would tell to them, this Mamuna would tell now the Kahanim, that Mishatov, whoever went to the Mikvah, Yovoy V'yofas, let him come now, let's choose a lottery, let's make a girl now, to see which coin would be Zecha to do the first Avoidom of the Trumas Adeshin. Say feast, so they made the lottery. Zocha, Misha Zocha, whoever was Zocha to take the Trumas Adeshin, he was Zocha first. So that's his first Avoidom being done in the morning, that a coin has to go by the Mizbeach on top of the Yeshua there and take off a shovel full of the Yeshua and put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. That was the first Avoidom called the Trumas Adeshin. So they had a girl to choose which coin should do it. Yeah, the Morris says, now, Minor and Emili, how do we know this from? That is the Indian to have Shomrim to watch the Beis Hamikdash. And there were three places where the Kahanim used to watch, Minor and Emili. Some Rabbi Abai says, Omakro, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, the Hachainim Lefnei HaMishkan, the one that rested in front of the Mishkan, Kedem on the east side, Lefnei Yoyim Moed Mizrach, in front of the Yod Moed on the east side, was Moshe V'Yaron Abonov. Shomrim Mishmeras HaMikdash, Le Mishmeras B'nei Yisrael. And they used to stay and used to watch the Mishmeret for the Bnei Yisrael. So kids say here it's Mashmavot that used to be Shomrim that used to have to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi the first says it means Aaron Ovonov, Hare Gimel, that's three Gimel, that's Gimel Shomrim. Aaron Ovonov, that's three. Lebsay Parak, Gemara asks a question later, maybe they're all in one place though. Now the Gemara says, Amri, it's like a true. In Shimo B'Yalma Ashkechon Deboi. Like a true, we find from these psukim here that you have to have a shmira, you have to watch by the Beis Hamikdash. Kahanim Leviim, sorry if you go with this or not, some say yeah, some take this out, but I call upon a mio masnis and gutoni b'shloishim mekoyim asakanim shreim b'Beis Hamikdash. That there were three places where the Kahanim used to stay in the Beis Hamikdash to watch it. Something that's also in Mohav later, v'Leviim was b'yeshum v'yechud mokum. That we'll have later that there were 21 places where Levim used to stay in the Beis Hamikdash, like to watch the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, V'yilu Krom, Kanam Levim, Bahadi Ador Diksiv. Here the Pasuk is Mashm with Levim and the Kanam are both together. Mashm, everything was on like one Shimmer, that's all. So how can we come out? There were three for the Kanam and 21 for Levim. Here the Pasuk says, Aru Nobona, Mashm together. Samara says, no. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Hochi Kom, this is what the Pasuk means to say. The Hachoinim Lefnei HaMishkan Kedem, the ones that lived in front of the Mishkan on the east, on the Kadem on the east side, Lefnei Ayyamurd Mizrocha on the Mizrach, the east side, was Moshe. So Moshe was by himself in one place. For Hoda, then the Pasuk means to say, Aaron Abonav Shemim Mishmeras HaMikdash, that Aaron Bechad Mokum, who Bonav Mishnei Mekoimis. That's what it means to say. That just like Moshe, as Leviim, was separate by himself, Hoadin Aaron and Bonav was also separate, as if to say, Aaron was in one makom, who Bonav was in Shnei Mekoimos. That's how we have it, that there were three places where the Kahanim used to work, watch. So again, Mimai, how do we know? Midichsiz, because there's an apostle, the Achoinim. So the Achoinim, they're resting there. Or Ksiv, it says, Shomrim. So mash mechoinim lechud, vishoinim lechud. The resting was in one place, and the watching was another place. So mashma that everybody was a different place. Moshe was in one place, and now in the border were in different places also. So Moshe still said, maybe no, maybe kula b'chad makam lechudei. Maybe still they were all watching in one place. Maybe Aaron and Abonav were all in the same place. So Moshe said, let's think about that. That you can't think like that. To say Aaron and Abonav was in the same place. Ma Moshe, just like by Moshe. B'chad makam smashma, Moshe was in one place by himself. B'chad makam lechudei. So I tell you, ask Aaron and Abonav, the same thing. The Pasuk says, Aaron and Abonav also b'chad makam lechudei. From one place by itself. That's how we learn out that each one has his own separate place. So kids, so these three kahanim, each one had a separate place where he used to watch from. Rav Ashi says, Misayfu the Kruah, Rav Ashi from the Seifu the Kruah, the Pasuk says, Shomrim Mishmeris Limishmeris. So that's a double lashon. And the first says here, Rav Seifu the Kruah, Yochalat to the Kalav and the Bina Gimel Mekoymis, Bekanim, to receive Shomrim Mishmeris Limishmeris. Harbe Shmiris, Mash Malata Shmiris. That was all in one place. What do you have to call a Shmiris Harbe for? It's all one Shmira. Since the Pasuk says, Shemir Mishmeris L'Mishmeris, Mashma, they were different places. That's how we know that the Kahanim were in three different places. That's Pshat HaMishnah, that the Kahanim Taka were in three different places. And now the Mishnah says, what are these three places? It says, Beis Avtinus, or Beis Hanitzus. And it says, they both had an attic, a binyan, on top of it. See, Burley, we have a question like this. What's Taka the Pshat that had an upper chamber? Aliyas Mamishevi, were there really an upper chamber on top of them? Or Duma Meba just means they had the Gevia, they were much taller, they were like elevated, these rooms. Megava, very tall, Ki Aliyas, like it was on an upper chamber. Maybe not, maybe it was just raised. So was it really an upper chamber or not? So Masa Toshma coming here. That none, we learned like this. Shebet Sofon, on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, Shebet Sofon, Shar HaNitzutz. Was this Shar HaNitzutz? And it says Kali Shar Nitzutz Kimin Achsadra. It was like a type of a porch over there. It was like an Achsadra. And it was open in one wall. Hoya V'Aliya V'Nuya Gaba. There was an upper chamber on top of it. Shekahanim Shemim Mamalam. That the Kahanim used to be standing on top, watching from top. V'Aleviyim Milamata and Levim watching on the bottom. Or Pesach Hoyla and had an entrance over their doorway. L'chol to go out to the chol. So Kitzis Mashma clearly here that there was really an upper chamber. It wasn't just elevated, but the Maaseh, there was an upper chamber there. Yeah. It went out here to Lechel, the way it went outside. And up the Kusha went Lechel. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now it says, how do we know this from? The Tana Rabbonim. How do we know this? How do we know this? Like we say now, in this base of Tinus, the base of Nitzus, the Kahanim were on top and Levim were on the bottom. So how do we know that? Because they're both watching in the same place. So we say the Tana Rabbonim went like this. The Pasuk says in the Midbar, V'yilavu olecha v'yishasucha. Hashem was telling us, like Aaron, that Levim will come and help you along. The Avodah Secha Kosim Adabim, it said Levim will come and help you along in your Avodah and your Shemirah. Mashmah, Levim will come and watch the same place where you're watching also. Toim, you're telling me about Avodah Secha, means that Levim will come and help the Kanim in their work. Kosim Adabim, that's what Pasuk is talking about. Or Yehine, maybe not that way. El Avodosim, means Levim will come and help in their Avodah, what they're supposed to be doing. Mar says no. Kishuim, when the pasuk says v'nilvu alecha v'shomru l'chol kelev l'chol avidosoi harei b'avidosim amar. That's the second pasuk. It's talking about they'll help us with their avodah. What the Kohen Levim used to watch the kelim. If so, homani mikam. What do I do with this first pasuk? V'yilovu alecha, they'll come and help you v'shasucha, they'll work with you. Is b'avidosech akosim medaber, that they'll come and help you along with your avodah, with your shmira. Haketz, it has to come out. Kahanim Shemim Mamalo, the Kahanim Taka were watching on top, or Levim Mamat and Levim were watching on the bottom. So that's what this was about. Based on Tinus and based on Nitzus, there was an Aliyah, an attic built on top, that the Kahanim, they were the Ikka, they were on top, and the Levim, they were Tophel, they were on bottom. Then it says in the Mishnah, Beis HaMoikad, that's where they had the heat always there, it was always a fire of heat, is Kippah. It wasn't an attic on top, but rather it was a tall building with an arch on top. Well, Bayez Godel Hoy, it was a very big room. V'chad Shemer Hu Dehevi Beis HaMoiket. So there's a question like it's Mashman al Mishnah, there's only one Shemer there in the Beis HaMoiket. But the Gemara, is that really true? Or in Minu, I have a question. It says, Shnei Sh'orim Hoyi V'Beis HaMoiket. There were two gates, there were two doors-like entrances to this Beis HaMoiket. Echot Pesuch L'Chayil, once open up to the Chayil, that's the first few Amis inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'yechot Pesuch L'Yazorah, one opened up, like one was downwards to the Chayil, one was on the left side to the Yazorah. So if the Kasher is, if there are two separate doors there, the Chur should have to have two different Shemim there, each one watching by a different door. Smar says, no, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, he used to go into the Azara through that door. No, he said this. The door that used to go into the Azara, pish cotton hoyoloy. There was also a small side entrance to it. That used to come in the inspector. Lovlush, that's the inspector, the one that used to go around inspecting to make sure all those shomrim are awake, not sleeping. They used to come in there. So a couple, and the question is though, since there were two gates there, there should have been two shomrim in the Beis HaMoiket. How come the Mishnah's Mashma is only one shomer there? So my answer is Amar Abaya, Kivan the Gabi Hador the Heavy Kaimi. Since both doors, both entrances were near one another, Sagilu Bechad Shomrim, it's enough to have just one watchman there. Du Lohochi, for Du Lohochi, he could look here and look there. He could look both ways. The kid, so he could take care, he could watch over on both sides. Therefore, it wouldn't be a glance both ways. A glance on this side and glance on that side, so one shrine was enough. Then it says it was Muk of Ravdim, that was pavement with Shel Evin. It had what? Stones there. It was surrounded with stones that were projecting. Muk of Ravdim Shel Evin. So it must have Ravdim Mainiyu. What were these things? What was exactly projecting over here? Is Gistator Yispusa. The solid pool, the Estabosa. It was like projecting like the stones that were sticking out, and they used those small stones like. So they used them, the kids were like little stones. It would have them in the woods, it was chopped down stones that you could use either to climb up on them to get to the big stones on top, but there were stones sticking out of the wall that you could climb up and use them. So Marissa questioned, if you have a Miflag the Avonim, was it possible, were you allowed to cut these Avonim to make them smaller in shape? I will see the prophet says, when they're building the base of Mikdash, like it had to be done with the complete stones. Stones are already made, you're not allowed to cut the stones. And Amrabai says, the case here was, the Mesakni Yomaisi Mikoro, Avnei Zustro. Not that they chopped the stones, but they prepared before smaller stones. They found smaller stones and larger stones. And they put them together, and when they were building this wall, they had bigger stones sticking out on top and smaller stones sticking out on the bottom, and they used to like walk up, use the smaller stones for a step to walk up to the big ones, and on the big stones, that's where the Kohen would sleep. The Avnei Rav Ravusa, the Mikor Avnei Zutza had small stones, the Avnei Rav Ravusa and big stones. Okay, so the Pasuk says, Avnei Esther Amos, there were some Avonim that were some stones that were 10 Amos wide, long, the Avnei Shemayin Amos, and there were some stone eight. Now that's where they started out, but they had big and small ones. The kids in this base of my God, on the wall there were stones sticking out, projecting out. And on these stones, the Mishnah says that Ziknei Beisagi Sharm Sham, the old economy used to sleep over there. For the more of our mind, what do they have to sleep on the stones for? Layo Mitov, let them bring their bed in there. They had a right to go to sleep, let them bring a bed inside the base of Migdish. And Rabbi says, no, Lavur Chaya Leulei Mitas the Beis HaMikdash. It's not nice, it's not the proper respect to bring a bed into the Beis HaMikdash. So they couldn't have beds in the Beis HaMikdash. So after the Kohen, they have to go to sleep at night. They were there, they used to sleep in this Beis HaMikdash. There was a hot room. It was a room that had a lot of heat there. And there were stones sticking out from the wall, big stones. They used to sleep on these big stones. Then it says in the Mishnah that Pirchei Kuhuna Ish Kisos Tiboretz. The young Kohanim, they used to sleep on the floor with their own pillow. He used to each put his own pillow down on the floor. For the Gemara, my husband called a Rovrim. How come before they're called youths, very young? How come Pirchei Kuhuna? Like, what's there with they give them two names here? Rovrim, it says, and now it says Pirchei Kuhuna. So much like this, Amri in. Hosom de le mote le mebet avoida. Korole Rubin. the very small kids that were on the bar mitzvah, they're not fit to do the avodah yet. They're called roivim. Hochav here, with Torah Pircha, means the motel ulim ever avodah. They became the age of over bar mitzvah, they could do avodah. Therefore, koramu pircha. Here they're called pircha, young ones. In the first, you learn that the pshat was that the ones that did not have to do the avodah, they stood up the whole night. So then we don't care if they get tired the next day, they don't have to do the avodah the next day. But the pircha kanam, they had to do the avodah the next day, they would go to sleep at night. So here it says pircha kuna, they would go to sleep, they put their pillows down on the floor, they would sleep on the floor. Yeah. Call of anxiety here. Yeah, of Zion here. Yeah, now it says like this. Correlate Ragam Hochi, the Motla Avoida, correlate Pirchi. Tanan Hosom, learnt over there, Mishnah and Midos, it sounds like this. Tanan Hosom, Bishloisha Makoimus, in three places, Hakanim Shemu Beis HaMidosh, like in our Mishnah here. There are three different chambers where the Kanim used to stay there and watch, when Makoim this mitzvah of Shimur, he gives cover to the Beis HaMidosh. The three places were the Beis HaTinus, the Beis HaNitzutz, or the Beis HaMoikud, like our Mishnah. But here it says, V'halavim, Blavim, Bechof Halaf Makoimus. They used to watch the Beis HaMidosh in 21 different places. Where were the 21 different places? It was Hei Al Hei Shari Harabayis. On the Harabayis, that's the mountain, first going up to the Beis HaMidosh, there were five shiur, five gates there. So they had five Leviyim by each gate on the Harabayis, and Dalet Al Dalet Pinoisa Mibifnim. And they also had four Leviyim on the four corners of the Harabayis on the inside. This is both done on the inside. Both the Levim were on the gate, inside the gate, and also in the corners on the inside. Now also the same thing, they had Hey Al Hey Shuri Azara. They had five Levim by the five gates going into the Azara, into the Beis HaMikdash itself, not just the Harabayis, but upstairs the Beis HaMikdash. And Vidala Dadali Pinois Mibachutz. It's upstairs on the Beis HaMikdash. Their Levim were outside, on the four corners of the Beis HaMikdash, right outside it, and by the five gates outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says there. It means by the downstairs the Harabayis, they were inside. But upstairs by the Beis HaMikdash itself, then they were outside of it. So that's why you have so far, you have 5 and 5, 10 and 8. Well, so far we have 18. Now, Echad B'lishkas HaKorban. One was Lishkas HaKorban. It's 19. V'yechad B'lishkas HaProichias, that's 20. V'yechad HaKura Beis HaKavaris, one in the back of the Beis HaKavaris and back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why you have 21. This was the 21 places where the Levim were. So what's the question? How do we know this? How do we know there are 21 places where the Levim were? So Omar Rav Yehuda Misuria for Yamal and some say the Masnitzah on the Bryce stone like this. The Pesuk in Divrei HaYomim, it says the Chiv leMizroch haLevim shish letzvayna. On the east side the Levim was six of them. And so on the east side there were six of them. Yes, this is one Pesuk. Yeah. Now the Tzvayna on the north side, Leviyim Arba, there was four of them on the north side. Lenegba on the south side, Leviyim Arba is also four. Uliyasufim Shnayim Shnayim. When they gathered them together, there was two by two. Or some say Sufim is in the storehouse. They used to store things. There were two by two. And Leparvo, what that means, Lamarv on the west side was Arba. There were four. Le Mesila, Shnayim Leparva. There was in the Mesila, to the winding gates, there were four. Yeah, so this by the Parva, by the west side, there were four of them. And two, yeah, on the other side. Yes. Two by this winding. So kids, so that's how you have all these 21 places. More of the question, if you count the cheshman of all these things, it's more than 21. For the Gemara, Amri Hani Chav Dalet Hevi, it says here there's 24. So we just got finished saying there's only 21. So Amr Abai Yabai Yisrael is Hevi, because this is what the Pesuk means to say. Lasufim Shnayim Beis. That just says Lasufim Shnayim Shnayim. It doesn't mean four, it only means two. So take away two. Akati still Esrim Vatar Vitrehev is 21, 22. But we only need 21. So Moses says, Heich the Parva, there's one by this last gate. The Parva, Chad Hevi. There's only one really there. And really, the other, that's what it says, there were two there. The Achrina, Betzav, Sudi, Oslo, only wanted to keep him company. Because this Parva was all the way at the end of the Beis HaMikdash, like. So he didn't like to be alone there. So Therefore, you used to have another one just to keep him company, but not really to watch. So therefore, really, there's only 21 that were watching. The Yosef got bad, he's just done another one stood by him. Mishum Dekoy Yavroy, because this place, the Paravon, we'll see in the Masechta Midas, this was outside, very far away. So therefore, even though there were two, only one was the watchman, the other one was just keeping company. Maila Parvo, what does that mean? Maila Parvo. Omar Rabba Bar Rashelom, Kamandiyah Makalfi Bar, as if to say it near the outside. It was the chamber all the way, furthest away. So kids, that's how from this pasuk we have the right, there were 21 places. Even though it says 24, we take away 3. If you want, we all against you like this. Really, the pasuk says there were 24 shemim over here, kedesiv. But I'll answer you, Tulosu minayu dekanim and echanami. Three of them were kanim, like the Mishnah says. In three places, the kanim used to watch. And the yesrim v'chad levim, that says 24, because there were 3 for the kanim, and then there's 21 for levim. For hochel, for the gemara kashai, for hochel levim, would you still find the pasuk that says levim? Mashmur 24 with Leviim. You want to answer me now? It means Kanim and Leviim. Smur says, no, that's not a question. The Yabishur ben Levi. The Yom Yabishur ben Levi, that the Choftal of Mekrim is 24 places. Nikru Kanim Leviim, the Kanim are called Leviim. Vizechemem, these are one of the places. And it says, Vakahanim ha Leviim b'nei Tzadik. So even though the Apostle says Leviim, it could include Kanim also. Kanim were also included in the Leviim. Now it says here in this Mishnah, Midas, it says that Chamisha, Achamisha, Shari Harabais. You had 5 Levim by the 5 gates coming up into the Harabais on the inside of it. The Yabu al Abor Penaisiv and 4 on the 4 corners of the Harabais, Mitoicha inside it. Then Hey al Har al Hey Shari Azara. You had another 5 Levim by the 5 gates going into the Azara itself into the base of Midish. The Yabu al Abor Penaisiv and 4 on the 4 corners of the base of Midish. Mibachutz. There they were on the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, Maish no har habayis di avdina mitoichoi. How come by the har habayis here it says that they were on the inside of the har habayis, inside the gates, inside the corner. Or Maish no azarakam by the Beis Hamikdash itself, upstairs by the Beis Hamikdash, there the avdina of achutz, there we say the Leviim were by the gates outside the gate, or outside the corners. So I'm going to say like this, har habayis, if the Levi gets tired, or boy, he wants to sit down and go to sleep, like we even sit down, Yosef is allowed to sit down, on the Harabai, he's allowed to sit down. His army, therefore, I'll tell you, let him stay ready inside, it's more safe, it's more nicer, let him watch from inside. But Azora, but inside the base of Mikdash already, over there, Ditom, if he gets tired, or boy, he says, come on, rest and sit down, let Motzi Yosef, and not allowed to sit down in the base of Mikdash. Because the Yom HaMar, we learned, and yeshiva b'yazorot, nobody's allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. Elu l'malchus beis David b'vad, only the malchus beis David, only king of Beis David, is allowed to sit down in the Beis Hamikdash. If so, therefore, reading, we say better, these watchmen that have to watch the whole night and the whole day, b'bachutz, let them watch from outside the Beis Hamikdash. Just in case they get very tired, they're going to have to sit down, they won't be doing an aveira. So therefore, we do not want them to be watching inside, but rather to be watching outside. Oh, Mama, what we just say, Hey, Al, Hey, Shari Azara, there were 5 Levim watching by the 5 gates going into the Azara. So, of course, the question is that true? To Hey, Shurim, who the heavy of the Azara, is it true that there were 5 gates going into the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara? Is that true? Or, in minute, I have a question. It says, Zion Shurim, heavy Bazara. It says there were 7 gates going into the Beis Hamikdash. Gimel Bitsafen, 3 on the north side. The Gimel Bedorim, 3 on the south side. The Yechav and Mizrach, one on the east side. So it's a theory. Here it says 5, here it says 7. So Rabbi Abai answers no. Trei minayu lo tzrich hashirim. Apai is no theory. Havada, there were 7 gates. But just the north side and the south side that had 6 gates, 3 and 3, it was enough just to have 2 and 2 shomer. Like the middle gate, they're not near the shomer. Since they were close together, it's enough just to have 2 watchmen on the tzofin and 2 watchmen on the dorim and one on the Mizrach. So that's why even though there were only 5 watchmen, there were like 7 gates. Rav says, Machlokes Tanoim, exactly how many gates there were in the Azara. The Tanoim learned like this, Ein Perchsin Meyud Gimel Gezborim. There's a Mishnah shooting more in Shkolim we had, that in the Beis Hamikdash you can't have less than 13 Gezborim. People in charge there can't have less than 13 Gezborim. You can't have. Or Mizayin, or Machlin, another type of person that's in charge there, you have at least 7 of them.
Rebbe Nosson Neima ain't Perchsin Miyud Gimel Gizborim. He says he can't have less than 13 Gizborim. And he says, why? Kineged Yud Gimel Sharim. Kineged the 13 gates that there were. So where do you get 13 gates? It must be Dal Chamishadev Daharabais. Take away the five gates that were coming into the Harabais. So Parshalu Tim, you have eight left over the Azara. You see, there's a Mandiyam that holds there were eight gates in the Azara, not five, not seven, but eight. Alma, what do we see? The Yikotan of the Amri Timna. There's a Tana that holds there were eight gates going into the Azara. Heavy. If so, the Yikotan of the Yom Shiva, the Yikotan of the Yom Chemish Heavy. One Tana says there were eight, so now it's not a Kash, it says Samach Lekis. The one Tana holds there were only seven, and one Tana, like our Bryce here, is going there were only five. There were five gates after we have only the five Levium. Then if I'm interested, it's a Mahlekes Taka, exactly how many gates there were in the Beis Hamikdash. Now it says, what, Lehoi Yishon Levi B'Kodesh, the Kohanim did not go to sleep wearing the Begodim. So Moros Medayik, Shinuhu Deloi, Mashmona, they didn't go to sleep with it. Maybe it's not nice, it's not covered to go to sleep in the big Dekuna. Abel Hiloch Mahalchim, if they wanted to walk around with them, even after they did the Avodah, Mashmona, they're allowed to. Even though what, Lehoi, the big Dekuna had Kedusha on it. So Shamat Minov, now we have a proof that Big Dekuna Nitnu Lehenes Ben, that it's mutter for the Kohanim to have enough in the Big Dekuna, even though it's made from Hegdish, it belongs to Hegdish. But vice versa, for it be Lenitnu Torah Lamalchi Asharis, they can't help themselves. If they're wearing the Begodim, they can't take it off the second they get finished. So they would be allowed to walk around with it. So therefore, walking around with it is mutter. Just to sleep, that's the design. We don't let them sleep with it. The time walking around, the smashmir would be mutter. Smar says, no, there's no proof. Ami, I'll tell you. Hu adin, will I tell you, Yishonim? Really, I tell you, you used to go to sleep. Hu adin, yeah, no, hu adin da filu hilach namiloi. Could be you're not allowed to walk around with it either. And if I'm even walking, maybe it's also. I, bohotik ton lohoi Yishonim, how can the Mishnah says not to sleep in it? Mishnah the boy, the Mishnah Seifa. Because they want the same shot in the safe. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.